Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're talking about giving, about the joys of giving, about the benefits of giving, but we're also talking about the flip side of that coin and got some tips and strategies on how to be a really good receiver as well. The positive psychology research that looks at not just minimizing negative symptoms, but working towards having the best, most bang for your buck life that you can have, looks at well-being, mental, physical, and emotional well-being. The research shows that people who give, whether it be to charity, whether it be in their community, a whole variety of ways, often have enhanced well-being, because when we give, we actually receive. So in any of those encounters, the person who we're giving to gets some benefit, and actually we get some benefit of going through that process as well. And the studies show that people who give regularly have increased well-being, both physical and emotional, but also their own sense of gratitude, the things that they're grateful for, their ability to enjoy the things that they have in their life has actually, you know, increased as well. And one of the biggest barriers, I think, to giving is that people only consider giving in financial terms. And not everyone has the ability to do that, or to do that regularly. A first mind game for all of us is to widen the scope a little bit more and to consider the whole vast array of areas in which we might be able to give in our lives. If we're financially unable to give, what can we provide emotionally to someone? If we have time, what can we do with that time? We may be able to use our physical or mental strengths to help, you know, people in our world in a way that we hadn't necessarily seen an opportunity to do that before. And maybe, you know, something as simple as being able to sit down and listen may be an incredible gift to someone that is isolated or needs some emotional help. And I think there's probably actually even more ways that we can actually give. And I like to see it as a challenge for all of us to find a unique opportunity to do that. Because however we give, both the giver and the receiver benefit. And it's a good time to be doing this as well, because the internet and social media have brought a whole wave of different ways that you can connect in giving communities, in organizations that connect up people that need things with people that have the resources, things like pay it forward groups. A lot of workplaces at the moment are actually being good enough and understanding the value in allowing people to volunteer. And so you can actually get volunteer leave. It's written into some awards and organizational agreements. There's a whole variety of accessible service groups and community activities where people have the opportunity to give. The great thing about that is that it also widens the scope of giving from quite small gestures to really, really big ones. And I encourage people to consider that as well. When we give, it doesn't have to be a grand or even a public gesture. It could be as simple as paying a compliment to someone that serves you in a cafe, or really actually caring when you talk to a shop assistant about how their day is. Could be about helping someone cross the road. Could be a huge random act of kindness, or a really, really small one. But I guess the moral is, the more we give, the more frequently, the more we receive. And with that in mind, it's also really, really important that all of us practice being a good receiver. Because when you think about it, if the giver also gets some benefit, then our ability to receive these acts of kindness, these gestures, is actually a gift to someone as well. So there's a bit of a trick we can play for ourselves and give the gift of giving and give the gift of receiving this week with Mind Games.